Welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? Beautiful day. Sun shining, right? Won't be so warm next week, though. Thanksgiving's going to be kind of cold.
Thanksgiving Day. I'm going to wait till Thanksgiving get here, and then I'm going to look at it. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. We also stream live on the web, www.wgh1071.com. And you can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH or call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or just want to be a part of our conversation today, again, that number here at the station, 740-383-9944. I have some other things I need to share with you, those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, those who are listening now and are lifelong supporters of this show. Thank you for your support and thank you for your love. We also have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-382-8552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street here in Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place this Saturday, November the 18th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. And don't forget, they have a wellness fitness walk campus adjacent to their sanctuary, and it's open to the public. We also have Cheryl Lee, last but not least, coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County schools, along with North Union City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. Thank you. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. Let's see what's on the agenda. Been one of those mornings. Oh boy, life is good though.
It is indeed.
Self-manage. I really liked it. The power of goodwill.
The power of goodwill.
Do you want to do that one?
I'm a will. I'm pretty good. No power though.
Having benevolent feelings for all generates goodwill. The power of goodwill makes the impossible possible. And that's a short one.
That's a good one, too.
All right.
Because it is so short. Because you usually have about 8-9 sentences.
I know.
Paragraph. And then they say, well, what do you think about it, Willie? And I'd be like, well.
It's so much, right?
I don't even know where to start.
Well, anyway, my guest today, Willie Harris, seems like I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, but it's good to see you.
You as well.
Thank you for being my guest today. Now, Willie is the author of a book titled, This Is Your Life.
A Road to Healing.
A Road to Healing. Mm-hmm. Also, the producer and creator of Tap One.
Willie
on YouTube.
Willie Harris Tap One.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
And also
TikTok.
TikTok,
Twitter.
Oh, you on TikTok there now?
I do Twitter, TikTok, and I do Instagram. I haven't got to Twitch yet.
Twitch? Is that a new one?
No. We just behind times a little bit. You know, you got Venmo and Vimo or whatever it is, but you got Twitch is another one that people are putting stuff on.
Hmm.
But that's another different platform. They streaming on there.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting what they do, because they just go on there and play games right now. But it's still a platform where you can do other things. So, right. Yeah, I'm hooked in.
Good. And you and your son also.
Yeah.
On Now and Then.
Now and Then.
YouTube.
Yeah. And you know, all of that started with Woody's Tapestry. And and Woody's Tapestry originally was supposed to be just me kind of talking wisdom, and just kind of talking to whoever wanted to listen,
right, right,
about things that were coming, but mainly just messages to this country of how they act and react and stuff. So this from country. That came what we're doing now and then, which is just two perspectives. But for the most part, man, we just decide to get on there and have fun and enjoy ourselves, and we don't care who listens or don't listen. We just keep it clean so everybody that want to listen can. And we just talk about any subject that we can think of, because we ain't experts in none of this stuff.
Right, right.
You know, like how some people can be commentators and stuff.
Right, nah, right.
I don't have them kind of skills. I don't know how to do reporting, the who, what, when's, and where's. I don't know nothing about when you're supposed to ask the question. I can't interview people. Once I ask you your name, right, you tell me your name, that's about it. Yeah, okay. What'd you say your name was? So, yeah, Willie Harris Tap 1. Check right. it out.
Okay, and so what you been doing?
Willie Harris Tap 1.
Okay.
We just YouTubing, man. Just going around looking at different things, trying to figure out, get different content. YouTube consumes you. It does. You know, anybody that's going to get involved in YouTube and think it's not going to consume you, you're sadly mistaken.
Wow. A lot of people are ready to get on it and try it, you know.
Well, it's a place to express yourself, that's for sure. And a lot of expression is on there, but you got just as much good stuff as you do junk.
And it's like people like the junk. They like the little stuff that really doesn't mean anything.
Don't mean anything most of the time.
You know, and it's
just like the stuff I just showed you with us going to Walmart.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if that didn't get a couple of thousand hits.
Oh, my.
It's just silly stuff, because people just like silliness, man. You know, and that's why we try to, now and then, that's why we don't try to get too serious, even though we right. talk about serious stuff.
Right.
Because whatever's going on.
Keep it light.
Yeah, we just keep it light.
Right.
You know, some stuff you got to get into it a little deeper, because it's personal.
Yeah. You know. You're right. And I agree with you on that, because the world that we live in today is like.
Jesus, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and that's all because of the enemy. There's so much confusion, man. So much. You know, it's trying to express truth now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. If you don't understand, and I heard a thing the other day. Is it not working?
It's working.
If I heard a thing the other day, man, you know, it's just a matter of understanding and being locked into the real truth. Because if you're not locked in, you will not know what's going on. And that's the whole thing, man, like right now. Because there's so many lies going around. So many people trying to tell you different things and make you think that what they're doing is correct and it's not.
Right. It was that phrase that, fake news. Remember that phrase?
It's still around a little bit, but not as much.
And I'm thinking that was something that we relied on all the time. And then all of a sudden, one person says, oh, that's fake news. And everybody is like, well, that's fake news. Well, everything is not fake news that we hear. I don't think that the media intentionally keeps things from us. Do you think so?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
They do?
They purposely mislead people. Yeah, yeah.
The
that's
media.
Why. That's why. Oh yeah, yeah.
The news that comes on channel 4 and 6 and 10.
Remember Walter Cronkite?
Yes.
I remember seeing this dude, man, and he was talking about. He said, you know, he said every day when I said, and that's the news for today. He said, I was saying that that's all we're going to tell you for today. There's so much more going on, and that's true today. I mean, there's so much more going on. We'll never know all this stuff, man, because everybody is hiding what everybody's doing. You know, and it's crazy.
So they're holding back certain information.
No, they purposely putting information on the airway that they know is false. Do you remember the guy Alex Jones? Alex Jones had a podcast. This dude had a huge audience. Was making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Okay.
Well, he decided that he was going to come on and say that the parents were lying about the fact that their kids had got shot in one of the school shootings. Mm-hmm. And he said all that stuff was fake. The news made that up. And he had people believing that crap.
Wow.
Well, he ain't got no money today. Because they sued him and stripped him of his money. Because he was purposely lying about this stuff. I mean, they know this stuff happened, man. This stuff was, this footage, there's reports, FBI and whatever.
Right.
You know, authorities. Everybody was looking at this stuff. And this guy comes on, and he's got millions of people that listens to him. Mm-hmm. And they listen to this nonsense, and he purposely lied. Wow. And he's not the only one that does that. I mean, come on, man. You hear Trump? Yeah. I mean, you hear the Republicans, period? That MAGA group? They purposely lie about certain things because the truth cuts them out of the deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See?
I can understand that.
Oh, yeah, the truth cuts them out of the deal. If they tell the truth and allow people to see what the truth is, and allow people to be in it to make their own decisions, and allow people to see, well, oh, yeah, this is the way it could be, they wouldn't have a place in politics. But see, they want power, so they lie to people. And it's easy. When people are not reading, when people don't watch news, when people don't pay attention, when they ain't paying attention, it's easy to come out and lie to them and tell them nonsense. And that's what they do.
Wow.
That's exactly what they do. And it goes, let me tell you something. In Florida, and the reason because I watch a lot of news. Mm-hmm. In Florida, the radio stations that they have in some of the parts of, because they got a huge Latino.
Okay.
I don't know what to say, Latino, Hispanic population, okay, that can't speak good English or English at all.
Right.
And they, and these.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay, I'm on the show. You forgot. That's all right. I call you when I'm done.
Okay, it happens to me all the time. Every time me and Isaiah get ready to do a show, Zena calls. I don't know how she timed it. And I'm like, Zena, we just came online, man. She's, okay, that's right. I got to go. I said, well, what do you want now that you're on? But this ain't the only people. That happened. Everybody's doing that now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, man. Like Shannon Sharp. Anyways. What we were talking about before is how people
lie intentionally.
Intentionally. Misinformation.
To fool the public.
To misinformation. Now, if I wanted to tell a lie on you, I have to kind of, it depends on who I'm going to tell it to. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to tell a lie and I got people to believe it, I have to have some truth in there.
Oh, yeah.
You see
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, what done happened now is they got more truth than they do lies, but then they switched up how they tell the truth.
Right.
So the truth, even though they're trying to tell you that, they're lying about it because they want you to see this other thought process that all of this stuff is going on. It's not going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only thing happening in America is what's been happening in America. You got the same groups of people that came over here, took this country.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they done stole somebody else's property, they want to try to keep it. And so everything and anything that they can, and you got to understand something, man. If you look at history, these people that's from the Europeans, they was the Romans. Mm. That was that same group of people back in the day. Now, people say, well, it wasn't. Yes, it was. It's the same group of people. That's how they continued. How you think they continue to stay in power, that one group? Because just like in Israel, they're fighting right now.
Yes, they are fighting.
If you go over there and look at the people that's in charge, they're light-skinned.
Yes.
They ain't the dark ones.
No.
Oh, that's just a coincidence that America loved these people? Well, now, you do understand they brought the Ukrainians in here, but they won't let the Haitians in.
I know that.
Okay.
They were trying to say that they had let so many in. I'm thinking, how many boats have they sent back
all
on
of them,
the water?
Everyone they can. Everyone that they can.
Yeah.
They're still mad at the Haitians because of the war that they helped fought and beat their ass in. Oh, excuse me. Yeah. They're still mad because of that. And they're holding this grudge against, And then they just, because they're blacks, they don't want this country to be brown. They don't want this country to be darker. They want this country to stay white.
Right, right. And I get that.
It's too late.
You're right about that.
It's too late.
Yeah, it is.
You can't want an all-white country that started off, first of all, with the red man supposedly here.
Right.
And then you come and take him over and bring in some real dark folk that's darker than the red folk.
Bringing in the black folks, right.
Yeah. So you trying to keep America white, but you bringing in all this darkness.
Right.
What do you think going to happen? Swirl. Swirl. Right. Somebody going to mix.
Of course.
Next thing you know, boom.
Yes.
If you don't think it's working, go to certain parts. Look.
On TV.
You ain't got to go on TV.
Commercials.
We live it right here in this state.
Yes, we do.
This state has so many children that are multicultural.
Yes.
You know, black and white cultures. Mm-hmm. And I love it because if a family shows up here, you don't know who's going to show up.
No, you don't.
You really don't.
No, you don't.
It ain't like when I was in Baltimore, it wasn't quite that prevalent. But right. Here, man, what is that, Fremont? Is it Fremont?
We have a Fremont here in Ohio.
No, but that ain't the one I'm talking about. I ain't talking about Finley. I ain't talking about nothing. The one I'm talking about where people used to go to all the time. And, man, I went to that spot, went to that part of the, and it's here. Wait a minute. Mount Vernon,
okay.
You go up there, man, it'd be like, look like they just moved all the people that's got multicultures in that area. Because there's a bunch of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I believe that.
And Columbia Merlin was like that.
Okay.
You know, that's where a lot of people that was interracial marriage and moved out there in Merlin so that, that's where it was for a while. I don't know if it's still like that, but all I'm saying is you ain't going to stop people from gathering together.
No, you're not.
You might as well stop that.
Right. That's true.
You know, and then you think about the legacy that you created. You created this whole atmosphere, you know.
It was bound to happen anyway, eventually.
Well,
I mean, that's
you
what
think about
on-
this. When I grew up watching TV, mm-hmm. I was looking at June. Lucy.
June Allison.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at all these white women in all these shows that was only a zero, because, you know, they didn't have them. Then, anytime they showed me somebody like Esther, then she got to be big with sloppy shoes on, with a head rag on, you know, and all this nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and then
true.
When Julia came in,
Diane Carroll,
they didn't know what to do with her but lighten her up. So we try to make her look like she was past. She still looked good. I think, did she die?
I don't think so.
Diane Carroll. I'm going to love her on till she dead.
Yeah.
Bring her
beautiful
right
black
on
woman,
her. You can
yes.
bring on over to the house. Just put out in the backyard, set up like this with some squirrel. Just put some squirrel mix in her hand. Let the squirrels eat out of her hand for the rest of her life.
Diane Carroll, yeah.
Yeah, she was gorgeous, man. I mean, you know. And we had a lot of beautiful people that came through, but they tried to mess the whole thing up by trying to taint this. Like, you got to look and act a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Wear your hair
because,
a certain way,
because
yeah.
that's why they put those images on there.
Oh, yeah.
They said a picture is worth thousands of words. Yeah, I don't know if that's true, but I know commercials is worth a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
why they only 15 seconds.
Right.
When you think about
and
that.
And they all mixed. Commercials and a lot of these reality shows, they're all mixed.
They weren't like that at first.
No, they were not.
And I'm glad that God has let me stay around. And three more days, if he let me stay around, I turn 70.
Really?
The whole big 70. Okay. You've been 70 for what, 70 years now? It's like,
yeah.
Ain't
hey,
looking
time.
Good to be 80. But yeah.
Thank you.
Sunday, I'll be, if the Lord willing, I'll be 70. You know, when I turned 30 and 40, it didn't mean a whole lot. But now that I'm turning 70, I'm just wondering if I just want to make it to 70. And I'm like, hell, you know, there's a lot of stories. Like, you know, he was just about to turn 70 and died the day before. I don't want to hear that.
I understand.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man, I just want to be around for a minute. Because this world is changing, and I think this is the best change that's getting ready to happen.
You do? A better change?
Yeah.
Like how?
Well, for one thing, it's getting ready to force groups of people to realize you ain't who you think you are, and that there's a power that's much greater than you.
Mm-hmm.
And not only will it whoop your butt, but it is. Because reciprocity, karma.
Yeah, karma.
If you sow something, you shall reap. All these things are out here in play.
Oh, yeah.
So everything that you done did to somebody, every time you've conquered or took somebody's land,
mm-hmm.
well, it's in the cards for your land to be taken from you.
That's
because
scary.
What goes around comes around. All that stuff
right.
is real.
I know it's real, and that's kind of scary because we're all over here now. You know what? We're here too.
Well, unfortunate for some,
yes.
there's going to be some suffering. But yeah, there has been suffering in this country.
Yes, it has.
And here's the thing. I think my people done suffered enough for all of us. I don't plan on doing no suffering. Because our suffering, I just feel we done did enough. I look at my great-grandparents, hey, man, they were slaves.
Yeah.
So I ain't trying to hear all this other stuff.
Right.
But you know something else, too? I'm glad that age allows you to learn over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And gives you time to think and get it straight.
It sure does. Thank God. You're right.
Because.
Grace.
If I'd have been like I am today 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I would have been a different person.
Of course.
And
accomplished a whole lot of different type of things. You know what I'm saying? In your lifetime. If you were to say what you know now, you knew then.
If I really understood our history and really understood Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know, and all that
mm-hmm,
sort of,
mm-hmm.
if I'd have really understood what all of that meant and the residuals of it, meaning that just like you hear people always talking about, well, it wasn't me, it was my man, Bush. Because, first of all, even though you weren't back in 1700s, you act like you were, because you're doing the same thing today that your forefathers was doing back in 1700. Because look at what you're trying to do. You're trying to reverse and take everything back to Jim Crow through legislation.
Because
mm-hmm. that's what these MAGAs are trying to do. They're trying to take all your rights away. They don't want women to make no decision. They don't want you to have the chance. No, they don't want people to be in there to vote. They want you to stay sleep. Because remember, they attack woke now. They've been attacking woke the whole time. Have you been listening to this?
Absolutely, I just looked it up yesterday, what woke really meant.
Well, hell, we've been woke all the time,
I know, from what it says, but they're trying to put a different spin on woke.
Don't nobody care about that because they're lying.
Yeah, like, okay, I understand.
You
I'm
know,
not blind.
When people come up and say, well, what does woke mean? Well, woke is, and then they go into this long explanation. And I love it when the blacks come back and say, but wait a minute, we've been saying that forever. Like, look,
yeah,
you need
I
to
found
wake
that
up.
Out. Yeah, wake
now,
up. Yeah.
Why would you want a group of people sleep?
Jeez.
Well, the leader says that he loves the uneducated or the poorly educated. So they want you dumb.
True.
And so they try to pass all these stupid laws
mm-hmm.
and try to tell you. I mean, come on, man. You're going to pass a law that people can't give people water standing in line that's voting. That's been in line because you done already closed down all the voting places, so they only got one or two places to vote.
Right.
So now you got these long last lines and people trying to vote, and you're going to say it's illegal now for you to give them water
mm-hmm.
and to assist when the Constitution
right.
guarantee us the right to vote.
Right.
Every citizen have the right for voting,
mm-hmm.
to vote, and you have a right to vote without it having to be hard to vote. It shouldn't be difficult.
Right.
And all these
that.
Things that are being posed is to make it difficult and to try to
make
destroy.
Make it harder and always changing things.
It's just like, for instance, they always talking about Joe Biden, how old he was. Well, Joe Biden is about the same age that Ben Franklin and those guys were when they wrote the Constitution to begin with.
Oh, my gosh.
So why are you so all up in arms with that? And then you got to understand something. Trump is only, what, 3 years younger than Joe? Or 2 years? And he ain't in the shape that Joe was in. Because he's a fat slob.
Yeah.
You see that guy. That guy don't exercise nothing but his elbow. You see how fit Joe is?
Yeah. He's trying to be
fit. And plus, Joe balanced, too, because Joe has a woman.
Yeah, he got a wife.
Yeah, he got a wife, but he's got somebody that he can talk with mm-hmm. when things get down.
True. Vice.
He ain't got nothing. You know why? Because all his women leaves him. He's a tyrant. Who he got? When the last time you seen Trump's woman?
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. She the first supposedly ex-woman. And you ain't seen him since none of this went on.
No, I haven't seen her.
No, you...
Melania.
You ain't seen her.
Mm-mm. Or heard much about her.
Oh. And you know she got some money.
Oh, yeah. She got her own, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, she never bought into the crap. Even though, yeah, whatever.
Right.
But my point is, right now, he ain't balanced. That dude gonna blow a gasket, man. Matter of time.
Wow. I never thought that. Where's his wife? Because I don't think she's interested in being back in the White House. She didn't want to go in the first
place. She ain't interested in him. Period.
Okay.
You see that one
That's
time
different,
when,
yeah.
when she was trying to, he was trying to grab her hand and she kept pushing his hand away.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
like, man, we don't know where your hand been because you say you grab him by the...
Stop it.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he did say that.
So that's what he do. So, you know, be grabbing my hand. My hand's clean. I got the Lord in my hand. You come over here grabbing my hand with all that old pee hand. That thing back, let me smell it though before you
put it. Oh my gosh.
I done went too far.
Yes, you did. You went too far. We're alive.
I forgot. Well.
And you know, but I never really paid that any attention. But you know, sometimes you wonder, where's Melania? What's she got to say about this? You being president again or whatever, you know. We do know that she wasn't interested in it. She didn't want to go to the White House in the first place.
Remember? She never went, did she?
Yeah, she finally went. But it took her a while.
She didn't stay. But, you know, this just like they showed the picture. And he had this umbrella over him.
Mm-hmm.
He went up and was talking to some people. And she was standing next to him. He never put the umbrella over both of them. He kept it over him. And when the people called him, he turned away from her and went and was talking to them and left her completely
out the umbrella.
Come on, man.
I know. I've seen it.
He said that.
And the media paid attention to that, too. Because they show us. That's how we know. Yeah. This is how much he loved her and she loved him, right? That's what they're saying.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no love in there. About as much love between them as it is between Will and Jada Smith.
Oh, my gosh.
They ain't got no love either.
He's a fool. Oh, my gosh.
Everybody talking about it.
I know they are. I know. Chris, you see Chris Rock's newest episode. He got on it all white. Yeah. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forget what he called it, but yeah, I did watch that.
See, they didn't want to put that stuff front and center. See, but you know what?
You don't never know. If you listen to people, like Cat Williams is crazy in a sense to me, but I love him because he be telling it like it really is. And he was trying to tell you he was seeing this stuff going on. And he wasn't trying to bust people out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he was kind of keeping it. But you knew kind of like who he was talking about.
Right, right.
Because you see what happened with the girl and D-Wade now. The basketball player, which one was she, is it?
Gabrielle Union.
They was all in love until he brought a man home.
What man? Where have I been?
Well, which one was just married? Which one's married to D-Wade?
Gabrielle Union.
That's the one that they saying he came out and said he was gay.
What?
Yeah.
I have not heard that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the one. Basketball player.
He's a basketball player.
He came out and said he was gay. But you remember the reason that they came out is because another chick that knew them came out and was talking about how young guys was leaving their house screaming because these guys was in there doing stuff, you know, and playing pity-pat. And,
wow, I did not know that.
Well, don't quote me.
I'm not.
But you can.
Now, he's the one who has a son who declares to be a girl, and they said that it was okay.
I think that's the same. I think them the same people, man. But one of those ladies, it's one of those guys, and I don't. I think it is him. But anyways, man, my point that I was trying to make is, people already in Hollywood already knew that Will and them was doing all this stuff. You know that they had these threesomes and stuff because they kicked me out with the men, and that's how I told it too. Yeah, they over there doing it, you know, but they had, you know, they just was bringing in stuff. But when she came on the, y'all got to stay with it now. You get lost up in here. But when she came out talking about that entanglement, and she talking about having that entanglement, and she's on TV, mm-hmm. I'd have slapped that hell.
Oh, my gosh.
I think so. I'd have pushed the table on her or something, or throw some water in her face.
When she said that they didn't have a relationship?
No, she's telling him for the first time she was having sex
affair
with that dude that was her friend, her son's friend or something.
Do you think that
I sure do.
They agreed on this?
Yeah.
To put this out, her and Will.
Oh, no, no.
You don't think they agreed?
I don't think they agreed to talk about it in that public. No, because you got to think about his image that he had. You know, he was,
thick. Ali and all that,
right. Well, doesn't look the same.
Like Chris Rock says, shoot, he played Ali.
So you got a little pretty white boy or something on your side, you know, don't look good. You'd be like, yeah, he's out there. But, man, you know, and who cares? I don't care about their lifestyle. Do you? Not really.
No, but I don't like hurting people's feelings if I don't have to. Like they said, just put him out there, point blank.
Told him that, he didn't know she was going to tell him that, and she had brought him on her show, and he's sitting out on live TV with this hell for talking about this, and then she just brings this up. And he's talking about, what do you mean about an entanglement? Well, you know, and he's sitting there. He didn't know what to do. Like, not only are you telling me that you having an affair, but you're doing it on TV, and then with somebody that we both know, but here again, we don't know what they was doing. Mm-mm-mm. Everybody talking about, I sure would like to be a fly on the wall. I don't want to be a fly on the wall. I want a big camera, and I want to be enough to go right in there in that bedroom with a 3,000 watt light and with a crew, with a mic, and with makeup and everything. Get that shine off the boot, and every time you get that straight, then turn around, let me see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get that straight. Yeah, oh, put a wig on it because her hair's too short. And, you know, yeah, what? Make her a blonde. And I would do, I want to be right in there. Mm. I don't want to be no fly on the wall and be sneaky. I want the real, if I'm going to get it, I want to be in there. Ooh, Lord, what was that?
So you're saying if you were Will and you were in that setting and your wife was telling you this,
we'd have been done. I'd have got up from that table most likely. And now, the reason that he didn't do that, I think, is because he been entangling too. With some of the same people, probably, from what people keep trying to whisper. And I don't know.
I know. He went on there. He's supposed to be suing people. You saw that, didn't you?
Who he going to sue?
I don't know. For
he can't sue
saying nobody. He was gay. Yeah. I mean, he was on there. I just seen it last night. I'm sure I did.
How
are
he going to sue somebody for saying he's gay? He gay. If he ain't gay, you don't be kissing your son all in the mouth and doing all kinds of stupid stuff like that. If you ain't gay or trying to be gay or acting gay. And then you remember that movie he did when he was 7 pounds or 9 pounds of meat or man or whatever it was?
Well, there was a movie where he plays gay.
And he wasn't playing.
I saw that. You seen that one, right?
Yeah.
When he first started.
7 pounds or something. But they were. I don't think he was playing, man, because that was too natural. You remember that movie Queen Latifah was in? Right? And she kissing this girl, like, she a good actor. Come to find out she's a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Well, you know. Yeah. I don't think they acting in
Hollywood. That's true. That's true.
I'm trying to get
the Hollywood. She declared, yeah, and Queen Latifah looks all woman. Beautiful hair, complexion, and I thought so.
She's beautiful, but she's never been. I don't know, man. She's never did it for me like that. But I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know.
I do too.
I love her beauty.
And it's like, and really, that's what you're doing with your beauty, you know?
Yeah. She seems to be okay, but that whole thing, man, people are who they are and what they are, man, and you know, you do what you do.
Yeah, and they do.
Yeah.
And they do, and they're like, don't rain on my parade because I'm not going to rain on yours, right? That's where people are.
Well,
but see, these are like the last days, you know, that we live in, and
yeah,
man is getting exceedingly worse and more evil, more corrupt.
Yeah.
You know, and more out of control, lawlessness.
Well, see, this is why right now, for other countries that's sitting back watching this country, you better be careful, because this country is setting an example of how it really can be, because this country had an actual written document to bring them into a democracy so that they could live under a democracy.
Right.
Those other countries don't, but this country is acting just like those countries with that document. So that lets you know having the document don't mean a damn thing. So those people that's trying to declare and want to be able enough to say, well, we're living under a democracy, what are you going to base it off of? Because
right,
you can't base it off of this country.
Wow.
Because they're destroying it here. Man, hey, Trump them destroyed this. And it's the same democracy. You know, they ain't. And everybody's sitting around watching all this stuff, you know. I don't get it.
I don't either. Just a day that we're living in right now, but.
Well, you know.
I don't either. How does that, will that ever go back to like it was, or what's going to be the new reality, the new democracy? I mean, it's still forming, right?
Yeah. See, here's the thing, I think. It's hard to change something if you are the thing that needs to be changed.
True.
And you don't know it. Okay?
Now that's smart right there. You don't know you need to change.
This society, this white society that we have, this European society, they don't know until you drop that white supremacy attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You will never be what you're supposed to be. And this country is going to always have problems as a result of that. As long as you got that white supremacy, as long as you support groups simply because they white, and then pretend that they don't, because you ain't heard nobody mentioning nothing about that northern border up there around Canada and all that. How many people you think sneaking in up there? Ain't nobody saying nothing about that. You know why? But them people up there is Asian and Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
See? All this down here is all brown.
Right. Right.
Still they'll tell you, well, color don't matter. Sure it do. That's all that matters in this country. That's all that's ever mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Brother was telling me, he said, I was listening, just like what Trevor Noah said, I didn't even know I was black until I came to America. Because other countries don't use these terms.
Mm-hmm.
Only Europeans. And see, there was a summit that they got together. It was either they even did it, and they would call it Brussels, or it was
Brussels, Belgium.
It was one of those, Belize or Brussels or Belgium, somewhere. But what it is all the European nations got together, decided how they was going to attack and destroy Africa, the mm-hmm. continent of Africa. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time they had went in there. But the only reason that they were able to go in there is because they had sent missionaries, right. posing as missionaries. And those people was in there like, okay, they got gold over here in Tanzania or whatever. And then when you go to Kenya, they was writing all this stuff down. So when the conquerors attacked the continent of Africa, they attacked the whole perimeter of that. Every continent, every country on the outskirts got attacked. And they did it all in the same day. Because they was organized. Mm-hmm. Now, I was just listening to some people talking about that, how they had got together and decided, well, we're gonna, and then just like me and my brother-in-law was talking about how Germany got pissed because they was like, well, wait a minute, y'all screwed us out of some stuff because we didn't get our fair share. So then they went and attacked the people that they were supposed to be allied with, like mm-hmm. Poland and France and all those. And I'm just learning about this stuff, man, because I never studied
this. There's so much stuff to learn.
But see, if you don't know where all these dots are connected,
right,
you won't understand why certain things are being done. And that's why you figure, now they got another dude that they want to figure out what they want to do with him, right? I know I'm pointing at a ghost. But they want to figure out what they want to do with this guy because he has violated the gag order that the same judge has put on him that he had put on Trump. Mm-hmm. Well, they want to put this guy in jail, okay? Every time Trump do it, they just fine him and move along.
Right.
Because, see, they're afraid to lock him up because of what I just said. They can't afford in their mind to lock up somebody white because
president at that.
Well, he's a thief more than he stole more than he president.
But still,
I mean, he was just the in title, the office. You know, yeah, he carried the title.
And they're not going to put him in jail.
Well, I ain't going to say they won't, but I will say that they're afraid to.
We're out of time.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for listening to the first hour of A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. See you next hour, 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. Woody Harris, thank you.
You're welcome.
See you next time. Bye.
You're welcome. We got to see if we can figure out how to get people to call in.